From Cyworks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is Cyworks Radio. What was life like in North Carolina during the Triassic? Well, that's the time period between 252 and 199 million years ago, bookended by two great mass extinctions. To find out, I spoke with Dr. Andrew Heckert, professor of vertebrate paleontology and dinosaurs, probably the coolest job at Appalachian State University.
North Carolina and all up and down the eastern seaboard has a series of Triassic basins. These are the record of when North America and Africa split apart as Pangaea began to split into modern continents. When this happened, there were a great deal of mountain ranges uplifted and basins dropped down. Sediment eroded from those mountains and filled those basins, which means that there was many opportunities for animals to get buried and then be preserved in the fossil record. 220 million years ago, we're probably only a few degrees north of the equator, so it's going to be very warm all year round. It probably was very lushly vegetated. This is well before flowers evolved, so absolutely no flowering plants. In the larger ecosystem, it's all dominated by reptiles more closely related to crocodilians than dinosaurs.
Archosaurs, or ruling reptiles, evolved 250 million years ago in the Triassic and have dominated life on land since. They evolved into crocodiles, dinosaurs, and birds. All of these, alive and extinct, are archosaurs.
During the Triassic, there's all this evolution. There's very rapid diversification of a variety of reptile lineages. And through much of the Triassic, the dinosaurs, if they're present, they are a relatively small proportion of the fauna. They're relatively difficult to find. They tend to be smaller animals. There's many more on the what we call the crocodile line than we actually see on the dinosaurian line.
The dominant Triassic tarheel predators were crocodile cousins, the Rauisuchids. We learned about one particularly cool two-legged one called the Carolina Butcher on an earlier episode. Another croco cousin was the heavily armored Aetosaur.
Aetosaurs have very few teeth and they're not particularly well pointed. Everything about their limbs suggests that they were not fast moving. So we think they were herbivores or quite possibly omnivores, but where they ate perhaps insects. They were one of the larger animals around at the time, but there are a lot of animals then in the Triassic that potentially fed on them. One is a group of reptiles called the Rauisuchians. These were other largely quadrupedal, fairly large-bodied, lightly armored, but much faster predatory animals.
The successful crocodilians outcompeted all other animals until the mass extinction at the end of the Triassic. Dinosaurs then filled their ecological niches and dominated for more than 130 million years. This cycle happened again 65 million years ago, wiping out the dinosaurs and making way for mammals. They hadn't evolved way back in the Triassic, but their closest reptile ancestors had.
There's a group of proto-mammals called cynodonts. In late Triassic time, these are extremely small. What we do see is a jaw joint that is very similar to that of modern mammals. We find teeth that have the beginnings of double roots, like any good mammal has for their adult teeth, and relatively complex cusps.
Dr. Heckert's specialty is finding the smaller animals that help complete the picture of the Triassic ecosystem.
My students and I do a lot of work to look in sediments for pieces and parts of much smaller animals. This gives us a picture of the actual ecosystem because these small animals are extremely hard to find otherwise. We found tiny little lungfish teeth in these things. We found freshwater sharks in these microvertebrate assemblages.
Follow me on Twitter and Facebook at SciFitz. This and all episodes archived at WFDD.org. Cyworks Radio is a production of Cyworks and WFDD and is supported in part by the Piedmont Triad Office of the North Carolina Biotechnology Center. Music by Storyman.